Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It would have seemed like I was simulating it in NBA 2K.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's not happening.
Right?
That's not happening. You missed basically Gary Payton for the last 4 games of the Memphis series. You don't have Iguodala for all but 1 game. Otto Porter Jr. didn't play in game 6 against Memphis.
Yeah.
Missed the entire game, and we were worried about that. Like, oh, boy, Otto Porter Jr.
And missed half of the game 3.
Right. Missed half of game 3. They're 12-3 this postseason. That's absurd.
It really is.
That would make them,
especially when you go, like, the best Warrior team, like, in terms of playoff record. What were they, 16-1?
16-1, 2017.
And they should have never lost that one game.
They shouldn't have lost that game. Let's go.
Fo.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, Dr. Nirav Pania, what is happening on Twitter? This Warriors team has to be my favorite in the past several years. Their resiliency through injuries, Clay, Dre, Steph. The doubt with Looney and Wiggins. The youth with Poole, Kuminga, and Moody.
See, that's right.
Has been amazing to watch. And it's all coming together here. No, it's a perfect blend, no doubt. Let's go to Bud out there in Oakland. What's up,
Bud? What up, Bud?
You're on the roast.
What's going on? Hey, listen, man. I know the Mavericks going to try to come out with the same best game that they did, you know, which they did a good job. Hopefully the shots are falling for them a little bit more, you know. But as long as we stay the course and continue our game, we're going to go ahead and pull this out. What I don't like about the narrative is, you know, it was all about Luka. He's so great with this and that. He's the best player on the court. As soon as he starts getting his soul taken by Sing-Sung, Mr. Andrew Wiggins, now it's, oh, I'm only 23. But they were just talking about how this guy's been playing against grown men since he was 17 or 14 over there in the European leagues, which, albeit it is a different league, but he's been playing against grown men, so they were talking about how he's most ready. But now it's, oh, he's only 23, it's a learning curve, which right. That may be a result. But, hey, you put your big boy pants on and you accepted the role, accept everything that comes with it.
Right.
And, yeah, Curry's going to go ahead and put up 50 points tonight, and he's going to close the thing out.
Taking the ball, fellas. You know,
you imagine him closing this game out with a 50-burger?
I don't even think he needs to do 50. Like, I really don't. I save that one in the clip for Miami or Boston. No, like, I'm being,
no, I hear
real.
You, though. No, you're dead serious.
I mean, like,
but I'm just saying, yeah, he closed it with 50. Because, you know, all the people who picked the Mavericks to win this series, which is fine. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I don't – predictions or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not, like, outraged by
it. Yeah, I'm not
opinions.
Yeah, I don't go crazy. I mean, when you say Mavs at 5, then I'm like, all right, dude, like – you're paid professional. Let's clean that up. If you want to say Mavs at 6, fine. I get it, because you have game 6 in Dallas. They could split the first 2 games, win their home games. I get that thought process. Don't say Mavs at 5, because then you look like a clown. Well, but, like, the people who are picking the Mavs, not everybody, but most that I'm seeing on ESPN and Fox and all that stuff, oh, well, you know, Luka really doesn't have any help. Then why'd you pick them? Did you not watch them all season long? This is who they roll with.
And I'm seeing all these advanced numbers on, like, well, this is what their defense and their offensive rating was during the regular season. How many times do I need to tell everyone the NBA regular season is unlike anything in the sport?
Yep.
The playoffs is a completely different beast. You play the same team 7 times. That's it. And I get to adjust. I'm staying in town for a couple of days. I get to go up against your tendencies. I can match up. I can take away what you do best. In the regular season, I'm flying in. I'm flying out. I'm coming and going. I got half my guys on rest because of, you know, load management.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I just never has the NBA regular season meant less for the playoffs.
Especially,
like,
for championship teams.
It,
for teams that have won championships.
So
Go ahead, Shasky.
No, you're 100% correct. Here's the question I have on Luka, and it's a bigger question. Let's really talk basketball for a second here. You look at like James Harden and Luka, and there's a way that they play. They're not the same player. They're very different.
No doubt.
But if I'm going to dribble the ball and I'm going to hold it and only I have it, and yeah, I could pass it to this guy and I could pass that guy, but I'm going to wait until I am the one who gets the first, second, and third look at an offensive possession. And then I'll throw it to you with 5 seconds to go, make something happen. Or your turn, my turn, because that's what it feels right. like with him and Brunson. Yeah. Your turn, my turn, which is OKC. I don't know how many other guys are going to want to play with that. I'm just asking out loud, like, is that a brand of basketball that yeah. I'm around the league and I'm saying, team me up with Luka?
That's a great question because I don't think he's Harden like you just said.
No,
I
he's
think
not.
I think he settles
fair.
For the mid-range.
Yeah.
He gets to the block.
He's better.
He posts up. He has a good back-to-the-basket game, but he does dribble the air out the basketball. And off the ball, he has to get better. Off yeah. the ball, when he gives it up, he's just a stationary player.
He's
set it on a three-point 100%. Line. He's got to do better. I thought Giannis a couple years ago, when Giannis was figuring out his situation in Milwaukee, I thought Giannis would be the perfect match for Luka on that pick and roll.
100%
I was
agree.
Like, wow, that would be amazing.
Call.
And I thought Giannis was thinking about that. No state taxes in Dallas. Mm-hmm, you know, you're in the Western Conference. No state taxes in Dallas, I should say. Texas, not Dallas. City of Dallas is in Texas, of course, but Texas, no state taxes. So I thought Giannis would, like, think about that and maybe team up with Luka. I don't know if there's a perfect pairing anymore. They tried the Chris Haspor-Zingas thing. It did not work out.
No.
But I do think he needs a guy who can get easy baskets to take pressure off of him and be a great roller. That's why I think, in a way, and I don't think highly of him, but DeAndre Ayton may be a good fit for Dallas.
That's a good call.
It's not bad.
He doesn't need the ball in his hand.
Exactly.
That's a good call.
He's going to be a free agent.
That's a good call.
They need a big. They need to get some size. They need rim protection.
I like that call.
Ayton may be a nice match for Luka.
I was thinking, like, it just if I were going league-wide, like a Bam Adebayo type would go really well on a team like that. Positional versatility, the ability to put the ball on the floor and make a pass out of a high pick and roll, dunk and finish around the rim. I question what other perimeter player, an elite perimeter player, wants to play that brand of basketball. Say what you want about Steph Curry, and I know it drives Warrior fans crazy. He doesn't touch the ball enough. But it allows others to touch the ball. And it's a brand of basketball that's inviting if you're another perimeter player. And so, like, I look at Luka. He's great. I'm not doubting how great he is. I do think he needs to evolve a little.
He does. He's young, too.
Yes,
he's
no
very
doubt.
Young. He has time.
He's awesome.
And the thing with Luka, he has experience now in a couple game sevens.
Yes.
He lost a couple game sevens. He's won a game seven in Phoenix, no doubt. But he has to get better. And he needs some help there in terms of just somebody who can just take pressure off. You're right. And work on the off-the-ball game.
Yeah.
Like, how are these kids?
Relocating.
How are these players not watching Steph Curry over the last 10, 13 years saying, look how effective he is without the ball in his hands.
But Bonte, that also requires ridiculous amounts of hard work to get up to the conditioning level of Steph Curry.
You gotta want it.
Look, the one thing that I underestimated, because I watched the game the other day, I'm at the arena. Klay Thompson's conditioning's through the roof, too. This guy's coming off of two major leg injuries. He's just running around, going baseline to baseline, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yep.
You watch some of these other teams, Bullock stands there.
Yeah.
Dorian Finney-Smith stands there.
Yep.
Like, these guys don't move around the way the Warriors do.
No, they don't. By the way, Warriors Live begins at 4:30 today.
Woo!
Warriors Live. I believe John Dickinson is on the call for that down in Dallas at American Airlines Center. And then tip-off, of course, at 6 p.m. All the conference finals.
What was that JD drop?
Well, I don't know what that was. That was hilarious. People were asking about the referees. Oh, my gosh. Is he trying to be snidey?
Is that him ordering at the food stand?
Like a little piece of you died.
And then JD
What's
does
the day
have,
special? What do you got?
I'd rather watch two. What's the other one? JD's got some classic drops. Classic drops. Very underrated. People are asking about the referees at the Xfinity Mobile text line. The referees for tonight, Zach Zarba is your crew chief. David Guthrie, and then Sean Wright. Those are your officials for tonight, game number three. Let's squeeze in one. Actually, we got a break. So, Eric, Amir, Coach, hang on tight. We'll get to you on the other side as we continue to break down game number four. Mm. We'll talk about Luka, how he could get better, and what the Warriors need to do to close out this series. And by the way, is this your favorite Warriors team of all time? I would love to hear from Dub Nation on if this is one of their favorite teams of all time when it comes to the Golden State Warriors. That's all coming up here on the Morning Roast. And it'll be brought to you by nobody.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Beat the streak. There's $5.6 million up for grabs with the MLB Beat the Streak game. Check out the Beat the Streak daily podcast to find out which players have the best chance to get a hit today so you can get closer to becoming a millionaire. We all want to be a millionaire. Call out players from your local MLB team who are hot or due for a hit. Download Beat the Streak daily on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 888-957-9570. We're breaking down game number 4 between the Warriors and the Mavericks. Of course, the Warriors on their way to the NBA Finals. But will they get it done tonight? Will they get it done Thursday? Feels like it's a foregone conclusion. By the way, Shasky, got some texts here on the Xfinity Mobile text line. 415, the most swag team ever is with Chris Webber and Latrell Sprewell. 510, love this team.
One season.
Yeah, no, but the most swaggiest team.
Okay.
510, love this team, but I'll always remember the three wise men. One of my favorite seasons ever. David West, Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala off the bench. I'm not mad at that. The OGs there. The OGs. David West. I do miss David West. You talk about a goon. He could have played in the 80s and the 90s. He could have.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, he's a throwback player. Was he Xavier? No, I meant Xavier the college.
Oh, yeah, Xavier College. Yeah, he was Xavier Musketeer.
Not Xavier McDaniel giving you an opportunity to play the drop.
I'm
going to break somebody.
By the way, so Mully goes, Vontae, you got Xavier's number? Because he was in the same draft class.
Okay.
So Nahiga passes the number. Mully grabs it, FaceTimes.
Nahiga, I've got his mother's number. I've got his aunt's number. I've got everyone's number.
So Nahiga sends it, right? He's got all the contacts, his Rolodex, right? And Mully FaceTimes because he loves FaceTime. FaceTimes Xavier McDaniel the other day. And X-Men's just chilling watching the game. And Mully's like, yo, they're talking about physicality. They don't know nothing about physicality. And he's like, yeah, it's a different game now. It's a different game. And he was like, yo, here's your boy. And I'm like, hey, X-Men, man, you lit up the Bay Area, man. They love you now. And Mully's like, help it. I'm trying to get him out here to Chase Center. Mully wants him out here. Because I think Dumb Nation now thinks of Xavier McDaniel as a Golden State Warrior. He had this fan base rocking and rolling after game number 2. He was on fire. Because why? If you mess with one of his teammates, he will.
I'm going to break somebody off.
That's X-Man, baby. X-Man. Let's get to the calls. Eric and Millbrae. Eric, what's happening? You're on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? To me, I think this is my favorite squad just because it's so unexpected. Agreed. I, along with most experts and analysts who do this for a living, didn't think their title run. I thought maybe they could win a couple rounds, but I thought the title hopes were out. I thought Clay was washed. I just felt like Curry wasn't the same Curry from that 15 season because, remember, guys, going to that 15 season, they were one of the title favorites, but I think everybody expected this team to not compete for a title, and just the mix of working in a guy like Wiggins, who was a cast-off from Minnesota, and then working in new guys like Kuminga and Moody and the young gun from in Jordan Poole coming up from the G League, and everybody thought he was maybe going to be out of the league and working himself up to being now an elite star who's probably one of the future core of the Warriors. So I just feel like this whole season has been such a fun ride because nobody expected anything. And if regardless what happens, even if they don't win, and guys, I'd rather see them play Miami because I think Boston's going to give them a lot more trouble because you see with Robert Williams, that's a present pain, and Tatum and Brown and Smart play a lot better when he's in that lineup, and they can lock you down defensively if the Warriors will see. With Miami, I think it'd be a 5-game series. But last thing, guys, tonight, I just have the feeling that Mavs don't want to get swept. This has the feeling of a game 5, the Nuggets and Warriors, they're going to go all out, and they're going to, I hope I'm wrong, but I think the Mavs are going to get one tonight because I just don't see them getting swept at home, fellas. But regardless, they're going to finish this up at home, and hopefully let's hope Miami gets in because I think that's going to be a quick series as opposed to Boston. Thanks for the time, fellas.
Anytime. Eric and Millbrae, rat-a-tat-tat, and Nils takes, baby. With the scouting report, you think he's been doing some scouting, Shasky? He's got everything down in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I don't think that this Dallas team has the same heart as the Denver squad.
Right, I don't.
I really don't. And if you go back to the games that the one game that Denver won, I mean, Jokic was doing things. Luka's amazing, but Jokic was doing things within the flow of their offense that enabled some of their other guys to go off. I can't believe I'm saying this. I feel like the surrounding cast around Denver might be better than at least against the Warriors than Dallas.
I mean, Brunson's a nice player, as you stated yesterday. He He can't be your number two on a championship.
He just can't.
He can't.
He's a six man.
Dinwiddie can't be your number three option on a championship team. Denver, look, Aaron Gordon, he got better as the series went along.
Yeah.
Will Barton got better as the series went along. I don't know, but, they got to show me something. If Dallas has any pride in front of their home base, they would get roasted all offseason. Think about the stain it would have on the Dallas Mavericks organization if they get swept at this point. It would kind of wash away what they did against the Phoenix Suns. Like, every day was celebrated to be a feather in a cap, but at the same time, you'd be like, damn, you just got swept.
Well,
you got swept.
Here's the thing that they need to come to grips with. There's no carryover for next year, as Warrior fans have realized. Like, every year is its own entity, and every playoff is its own entity, and whatever you did last year, that doesn't mean you're going to go farther than the next year. Look at Phoenix. They went to the finals last year. Miami Heat did it the year before that in the bubble. They went to the finals, took a big step back.
Yep.
Now they're taking another step forward. That's what ends up happening in the NBA.
Especially when you consider Denver's going to get some guys back.
Exactly.
You know, we'll see what Utah does. I think they're going to break that team apart. We'll see, but how about
who knows what the Clippers do?
The Clippers are where they're getting assets back.
Yeah, you know,
they're getting Kawhi Leonard back. But
you got to think they're aggressive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Steve Ballmer wants to win. The Warriors, Chasky, they've completed six series sweeps in Steph Curry's career. The last one was, of course, in the 2019 Western Conference Finals against the Portland Trail Blazers. Tonight, it could be the seventh sweep for Steph, Trey, Clay, and Steve Kerr.
So they swept the Portland Trail Blazers. Who else have they swept?
Pelicans, let's go down this list. They swept the Pelicans. They swept the Blazers. That's two. 2017, they swept Utah. They swept San Antonio. And who's their first-round opponent? Ah, man, their first-round opponent. Because they were 16, they were 15-0. So whoever that first-round opponent was, I think it was Portland. They played Portland.
It was.
Five. And then there's one more sweep somewhere.
God, they just own Portland.
God, they do own Portland. So they swept Portland twice. They swept San Antonio. They swept Utah. They swept the Pelicans in 2015. Gosh, who's the other one team they swept? There's one more team they swept. We'll get that. Somebody
else. So they need Roomba instead of Rakuten on the jersey, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, basically. Amir in Oakland. Amir, what's happening? You're on the roast.
No, it's Tamir, it's your boy.
Oh, Tamir, what's up, Tamir? What's happening?
The call. What's up, man? The guy that just called Eric, I hear everything he's saying, this team I love, but for me, I had confidence in him. I told y'all from the beginning of the season that this team, after they showed me like with what they did last year with Steph, with the, you know, the other players that's no longer here, I'm not going to mention their names, they don't get no pub right now, but, and now you have a complete team. I expected this. I expect them to sweep. But I got an issue with, like, the narrative for Dallas right now because everybody keeps coming out saying Dallas doesn't have – it's just Luka and just him. I play basketball. You know what I'm saying? If I'm busting my star on my team is giving me 40 and I can come out in a game and drop 30 and 20 and then have another dude drop in 20, I think he has help. They just got to develop as, like, all of the Warriors did the first time they were in the playoffs. You got your players scoring, you just face a better team. The Warriors just a better team to me. I don't like how they, like, downgrade certain players. I'm like, Brunson, to me, is a baller. Dinwiddie is, too. So I think he has help. I think they need additions to make their team better. And I think the series ends today because, like Joe just said, Dallas has no heart. They were already, after the conference game, I mean, after the game on the third game, they were talking about next year and stuff. So they're already packing their bags, ready for Cancun. So they're done after the way they did their interviews. I think the series is over. Sweep them.
Yep.
Get some rest. And I don't care who we play in the Eastern Conference. After watching these games the last couple times, I'm not worried about them. At first, I was nervous about Boston. But if you give up, you get blown out by 20 points and you bounce back, that means that you're not all the way in every game. So if you're not locked in every game, I don't fear any of those teams like that.
Good call, Tamir. Good call.
The Tatum shoulder injury.
What's up with Marcus Smart? However, they can win two straight. They'll get a little bit of rest before June 2nd of these NBA finals. A lot of things on toe cramps. That's a lot. That's funny here. The Cavaliers. The Cavaliers, Shaska. They swept the Cavs in the finals in 2018.
That's right.
Forgot all about that.
LeBron's final ride.
So you got the Blazers in 2019. The Cavaliers are the 2018 finals. The Utah Jazz, the San Antonio Spurs, the Portland Trail Blazers, and the New Orleans Pelicans. Those are the six sweeps for Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson.
It's crazy. So many sweeps and not one clutch player on the team per the national media.
Yeah, I know. Not one clutch player. They've gone through another lucky run here. Ja got hurt. You know, Dylan Brooks, oh, God forbid Dylan Brooks be out in game two and game three. Imagine being an expert or getting paid as a professional to say, man, the Grizzlies had Dylan Brooks. Did you not watch game six? Dylan Brooks single-handedly gifted the Warriors an 8-0 run because they decided he was hot and took like four straight shots on four straight possessions. I'd never seen anything like it. And that's another team. Memphis, will they be the same team? You got to think they're going to look to shop Dylan Brooks. And Minnesota. Minnesota just got a new GM, Tim Connolly, from the Denver Nuggets. He's got equity and ownership. He's got a five-year deal for $40-plus million. Wow. You got to think that they are going to move some pieces.
Including
D'Angelo Russell. Hey, they got to move him. He looked like a bum in the playoffs. And I like the kid, but man, he did not look like a good fit.
It does feel like Dallas is conceding, but I think they're going to come out. They're going to show their typical, you know, early game fight. And then I'm telling you, mark it down. Bertans is going to do some goofy stuff tonight. I just know it. He is due for something goofy.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he's about that life.
I do. I think he's a fake goon.
I don't think he's about that life. Bertans, Davies, Bertans, come
on. His over-under right now, we're just looking at player prop points, me and Kyle back here. 3.5 points over-under for Davies Bertans.
How many goon plays? Can I go over 1.5 goon plays?
We'll set the line at 1.5.
Wow. Yeah. I'll hit the over. Goon Bertans?
Nah, he's a fake goon.
Nah, but he hasn't really done anything. Like, oh, he didn't do anything with Dave. He chirped a little bit to Damian Lee.
That dunk off the baseline was sick.
I love how the broadcast is like, I haven't seen him go to the paint in 2 years.
He hasn't. He's allergic to the paint. he really is, man. So the seven Warriors on the – I think – here's what I think about the Mavericks. Do they really want to get on the flight back to the Bay Area to play a basketball game? Do they really want to take another 3.5-4-hour flight back to the Bay Area?
Boy, that's just a great question.
You know, to say, hey, let's clean out our lockers tomorrow morning, and instead of flying back to the Bay Area, we fly straight to Tulum, or we fly straight to Cancun, or we fly straight back to Serbia or Slovenia, wherever Luka's from. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do they really want to... Like, when the game gets tight, they're like, you know what? We gave them a run. It was a tough four games. We shed our shot. But honestly, this series was over. Now that we think about it, it was over in the second half of game two.
Oh.
That was the series.
No doubt about it. They haven't recovered since, it feels like. And I just look at, like, if I hear another person talk about wide open shots in terms of the data, like, I don't care if it's a wide open shot. Bonte, I love you. You know I love you to death. I will give Bonte Hill wide open shots until his face turns blue. And I know that you're only going to hit at a certain percentage.
Oh, I'm going to hit about 38%.
38?
I'm going to be Klay Thompson out there. I'm going to hit 38%. Wide open
shot. Restricted area.
Hey, Madsen, be careful, man. I'll pull up on that wing. 23 feet, baby. Come on.
You better be careful.
Seriously. Hey, give me wide open shots. It's going to burn you.
Don't be disrespectful.
Going to get cooked like Grant Williams, man. I'll keep him, but come on.
I think he'll be overcooked like, you know, shrimp sometimes when you fry it at home and it's rubbery.
No. Them things is bank, swishes. I may not touch rim. Give me some wide open shots. But even Steph Curry misses wide open threes, though, honestly. Well, like everybody. Look, the best shooter in the world does.
When you look at the regular season data, it tells you that even like the best shooters in the world shoot under 45% on wide open threes. That was the regular season statistics, not my own. Yep. There are two outliers. Tyler Hero, 49%. Kevin Durant. In terms of the great players in the league. And I don't consider Tyler Hero great. He's a really good player. Kevin Durant was 60% this year on. But he, if you look at the data, he didn't have a lot of those because nobody's allowing Kevin Durant to have 6+ feet of space.
No doubt. I got to ask a question to our audiences. Bob Myers will join us in an hour here on the show for the executive show. 8:30, Bob Myers, president of basketball operations at GM of the Golden State Warriors.
AB.
As well as Dave Fleming. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. What's up?
A lot of people are coming on the personal text line right now, and they're saying 38% for Bonte. He needs to redo his math classes and move over that decimal point. 3.8% is probably more like
it. Well, your boys, you will get cooked too. They could all get this work. Your buddies could get this work. I'm shooting 38% on wide open threes. How many threes are you giving me? 25?
I would like to go to the O Club next week, and we'll go to Dr. Dish, and you and I will set the machine up, and I will let you shoot from wherever you want.
All right.
All right? And it will track it. We will set you up online, and we will see what your wide-open percentage is.
All right. So we'll do 25 shots.
I'll let you pick all the – you can pick it anywhere you want.
38% would be, what, 11 or 12 threes?
You're not going to hit that.
I'm setting the over under at 7.5.
Oh, you better slam the over. Spinoni, you better slam that over. Come on, Spinoni. Come on. 415, Xfinity Mobile text line. Yes, Bonte, your shots won't even touch rim because they will be air balls.
Who's the guy that you fear the most tonight for Dallas?
I don't fear anybody no more.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's Luka's getting his.
I feel too confident.
Right, and that's scary. Because I feel a little too confident as well. I didn't feel good about game three. Now I'm just like, you know what? Oh, you just taste the finals. You know what I'm saying? You just want to get this game over with. Like, I don't even want to talk about the Mavericks no more. I just want to get them out of the way and talk about the NBA final. I'm dead. Like, I got to calm myself down.
Is there a part of you that thinks that Memphis will end up being the toughest matchup for the Warriors, or is that being too arrogant?
No, it's not. Because you know what? I was thinking about this yesterday. We said, oh, Memphis, a second-round matchup. Sometimes the second-round matchup is your toughest matchup.
Yeah.
Like, I think about 2019 against the Rockets. The second-round matchup was tougher than the conference finals against the Rockets. I think about back in the day, early 90s. I'm going way back when. Well, the Suns and the Rockets, when Barkley's going against Hakeem. Those were second-round matchups.
Toronto-Philly a few years ago when Kawhi hit that shot that stuck on the rim.
Milwaukee-Brooklyn last year, second-round matchup. Call. So sometimes the second-round matchup is the toughest matchup because, like they say, getting to the conference championship game is tough, right? It's tough to get to the conference championship game. And then you get to the conference championship game, and it's tough to win that. So, I think the second round can be tough. And it may be something to Memphis being a tougher team because they're young, they're athletic, they were big, they were cocky. They were, you know what I'm saying? They had everything going for them. And the Warriors are like, all right, we got to figure this out. And they're a team that beat the Warriors last year in the play-in game. So when we think about this run, playing Memphis and playing Denver and being up 3-0 in the Dallas Mavericks, is this the most surprising run you've seen in Bay Area sports history, Shasky? What do you think about all the teams? The Giants in 2010, maybe 2012, 2014, the Niners in 2011, maybe the Niners in 2019, maybe the Niners in 88, the Warriors in 2015. Is this run right now the most surprising run for you when you look at all the Bay Area sports? You could even throw the Oakland A's in this equation.
They've done surprising things, but I can't. A team with Steph Curry and then multiple three-time champions and a coach with three championships, it's hard for me to say it's improbable. Now, unlikely? Absolutely. But, like, the most improbable, to me, it's nowhere near the top of the list. Like, it's just not. Like, 2010, with that team, like, Giants, that one feels very unlikely. 81 for the 49ers was very unlikely, you know? So I have a hard time saying that a team with the pedigree that the Warriors have is most improbable. Unlikely, yes. Improbable, no.
Really?
And maybe I'm dicing words there.
No. I mean, improbable. I don't know. I don't know how many people had the Warriors being at this point of the season. I think you think about what we talked about. And I remember you telling me, he's like, you know, Bonte, if they make the conference finals, that's a win for me.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I could live with that. This team going to the conference finals with all the unknowns, with all the question marks, and Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins and Kevon Looney. But to me, if they do win this championship, I think it's on the Mount Rushmore of most improbable runs in Bay Area sports history. I really do. When you think, like, I'm not even going to count college. I'm not going to count Stanford, Cal, St. Mary's. I'm not doing any of that. Just pro teams.
Oh, that's pro teams in this 16 market. Team with Omar Shaw. Or what was his name?
Omar Shaw. Sam Hand, something like that. Or about Stanford. How about Stanford going to the 98 Final Four with Peter Sauer and Tim Young and Arthur Lee and Chris Weems?
Brevin Knight? They
lost to that Kentucky team in overtime. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think Brevin Knight was on that team. His last game for Stanford.
Did he already leave?
When they lost to Wake Forest, I believe, in a Sweet 16.
You Tim could Duncan find that company. Tim Young jersey at a Mervin's near you.
I don't even think Mervin's has it.
They used to back in the day. Mervin's.
What?
Mervin's is gone.
Mervin's gone, long gone.
Yeah, guys, he played 25 years ago.
I was like 3 years old 25 years ago. So.
Mervin's was where you'd go and you'd find like that Raiders jersey of like Jerry Porter, 7 years
Tyrone
later.
Wheatley, baby. Let's go.
Exactly.
Mervin's on the Masonic and right there. You know what I'm saying? Right there where the Toys R Us was.
Deals on Levi's there too. Yes, expensive.
There you go. And now Ross Dress for Less. You can find all those cheap jerseys there. To me, this would be a surprising run for me. This would be up there. This would be top five for me.
Well, because I think there's levels to this. So, like, winning it all? You're talking about winning it all? Or are we talking about just the run? Because last year's run for the San Francisco Giants, about as improbable as I could think of. But going they to the lost NBA in the final, first. Yeah, they lost in the first round.
They lost in the first round. So you don't have to win the championship. Let's just say right now.
Yeah.
Right now. No championship. Okay. Let's just move forward assuming
so
they don't win the championship.
2011 Niners is about as improbable as they come.
What about 2019 49ers?
It's up there.
With Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan.
I still think 2011 because I thought so little of that team at that time. Like, there was a lockout. They had a quarterback who I didn't think was going to play another snap for them at any point. Like, that team was really bad. 2019's up there. There's no doubt about it. There's been some A's teams that I didn't think had it in them. Like, you know, the one that lost to the Verlander squad. Like, that team
Tigers.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know? So, 93 Giants came out of nowhere. Like, there's been some teams to kind of come out of nowhere.
97 Giants went in NL West. 97
Giants.
Losing to the Marlins in the first round. They were really good. This, to me, would be up there.
07 Warriors.
Think about the predictions, though. Like, where people had this team. John Hollinger, 39 wins.
Oh, that guy.
A lot of people had him as a 6 or 7 seed, maybe just in.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like, just John outside Hollinger, to play in.
Just for a second. That guy's been frauding his way to more media jobs than anyone. He stinks at media. He stinks at predictions. And he stunk in a front office. Stop hiring this guy.
The Athletic. Find his work at The Athletic. 2010.
Yeah, you want to see a bunch of data.
408. 2010 Giants is number one. Number one on my list. 925. This year's 49ers, guys. That wasn't a probable run to the NFC Championship.
I didn't even think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, nobody did.
Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Ooh, not at OTAs today.
Not at OTAs. Shocker, shocker. But is there something about Jimmy at Bleacher Report? I got a call from Charlotte. I'm going on a radio show in Charlotte.
Well,
they're like,
Breer.
Jimmy G.
Albert Breer said yesterday in the Monday Morning Quarterback that, you know, the player and his organization and the team, they're working on a trade. It's like, yeah, the other part of that element is there's got to be another team on the other side that wants to acquire Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I'm out on Jimmy stuff. I'm out on everything football. I was telling Kyle Madsen before the show, I said, look, man, Niners Twitter and everything related to the 49ers, I'm just out on until August. I'm out.
You don't want rap video TikToks?
No, I don't want rap videos on TikToks.
Breakdowns on Brock Purdy?
We should actually play that sound. Is it any cursing? Because I didn't watch the video.
It's horrible. I didn't realize it was a rap until the third time I saw it.
All right.
He's also got the Kenyon Martin lips. Like, he's got the lip tattoo on his neck. It's very weird.
I mean, you got that. You got Trey Lance arm fatigue or whatever it was last week.
Fatigue.
He suffers arm fatigue.
Like, can you imagine watching him throw the football with all like Sudfeld and Jimmy G and going, yeah, I'm worried about his arm strength.
If I see another Chris Sims video talking about Trey Lance ain't ready and the Niners are scared to play him and they were scared to call plays Chris with him. Sims. And then you get Ryan Clark.
Down.
You got Matt Lombardo. Like, who? I haven't heard from Matt Lombardo since that report.
What's Eddie Rodia's report. Newsflash, he's a nobody.
Mr. Niners Wire, come in here for a second. Since we're here, we're going to get Dave Flibby on. Yeah, Niners OTAs. We got Flibby coming on at 8 o'clock to talk a little Gigantes, and we'll talk about the PGA over the weekend, how Justin Thomas came back from, what, it's 7 strokes down, Shasky?
Yeah, Mito, totally gagged himself. He had an opportunity to just par the last hole. And he took the worst swing. I mean, Spadoni and I were looking at the swing yesterday. It's one of the worst swings I've ever seen in my entire life. And he put it right into the water. And, yeah, he just threw
double
up all over himself.
Double bogeyed and lost the trophy.
Will Zalatoris and Justin Thomas went to a 3-hole playoff.
So did they play the entire 3 holes of the playoff? Or
yeah, it's an aggregate. And so Justin Thomas took the lead, and he never really looked back.
Oh, man. Wow.
So it would be like the overall score over the 3 holes.
Right, okay,
but it becomes more match play at that point, so it was very compelling television.
Kyle Madsen, Niners Wire. What the hell is going on with the 49ers? Trey Lance, arm fatigue, Jimmy Garoppolo, what the hell is going on?
So the arm fitness thing was super weird, so arm fitness.
I've never heard that
arm
term.
Fitness.
Basically the idea that he hasn't thrown enough passes in his life, and so the team is worried that his arm's going to get tired over the course of a season.
Who said that?
So some random former NFL offensive lineman who's talked to players and people in the organization. Do you know who else talked to players and people in the organization? Everybody who said they were going to draft Mac Jones. Okay, nobody knows anything. So I asked Dr. Pandya about arm fitness. I said, hey, is this a thing? And he's like, that's not a thing. That's just not a thing that we've ever seen with quarterbacks.
Fitness from a lineman.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's it. That's the first time I've ever heard of arm fitness. I've never heard that in my life.
Can you imagine Trey Lance getting to like week 13 and they're like, hey, bring in a reliever. bring in Nate Sudfeld for a week.
No, bring in Brock Purdy to go throw some passes.
It's actually three Niners going 3-man rotation under center this year.
Dude, arm fitness. I mean, you imagine Dan Marino. Dan Marino was throwing like 800 passes a season plus practice. Fitness. I never heard of anything like this. Where did they come up with this stuff?
It's called May. That's what it is. Is May in the NFL? Bonte, as we talk about the Warriors and they're on the doorstep of a finals.
Right.
I'm watching that Giants game last night and I'm saying to myself, boy, you better be careful, San Francisco Giants, because 49er content is leaking all over my timeline. We might just go straight from the NBA Finals and a
Niners
parade
talk.
Right to the Niners training camp and just skip over, you know, Luis Gonzalez pitching in 18 straight games.
Dude, what was that stat? He pitched in back-to-back games?
It's the first time a San Francisco Giants everyday position player has pitched in back-to-back days since 1906.
Are you guys worried about Luis Gonzalez's arm fitness?
He was throwing 43-mile-an-hour knuckleballs up there. It was absolutely great. And the guy at the end of was taking pitches, I was waiting for Kapler to lose his mind.
I almost choked here because the first time I saw Luis Gonzalez throw a ball on the outfield, I said, who the hell is that? Man, that noodle arm. He threw one from center field against Nationals. I was like, dear, this guy, can he play third base or something? This guy has no cannon.
You got to
put him
at
first. Yeah, you do have it. You can put him at first then.
Yeah.
You know, like this guy's arm, and now he's pitching in back-to-back games, and it's the first time since 1906.
He's the real Shohei Ohtani.
Dude, look, there's nothing worse that being boring and unwatchable and basically losing games. They're on a 5-game losing streak, and they have no player that I'm going to get up off my couch for. Say, hey, babe, Giants are on a 640. Come on, Giants, Mets, 640. Let's go, let's go, let's go. I was still watching a blowout in Boston. I had the Giants on my little phone, and once Boston, I was like, you know what? That's enough of that. That's enough of that.
Ozarks.
Ozark time. So, like, let me ask you a question. They're terrible. So I said something over the weekend, and this is all I'll say, because we had this discussion before the season. I said, Shasky, they won 107 games last year, and it was kind of boring. And they lose in five in riveting fashion, but think about all the ABs that they wested. The playoffs were fun. But 5-76 from all the ancillary pieces, and Wilmer Flores, who's batting second last night, Darren Ruff and Yaz and all these guys. They have to get stars immediately, because we discussed this. You got Trey Lance, George Kittle, Nick Bosa down in Santa Clara, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. You got the Golden State Warriors with the core three, Clay, Steph, Dre. And oh, by the way, Jordan Poole now looks like a star, and Andrew Wiggins is dunking on everybody. Who the hell do the Giants have to even compare with that? Well, who can they even market? Who can they market to say, hey, come out to the yard and come see who?
Infinite number of outcomes.
All right, so this, you're leading me down a path here. The Warriors have all the sex appeal. They've got the credibility of championships, built a beautiful, brilliant new venue. I mean, like, everything about them, they hit all the check marks, and they're entertaining as hell, right, across the board. They've got a mix of young, they've got the old, they've got the champions, they've got everything you want, and they got the random vets that people love, right? The 49ers. I think the 49ers is an interesting comp for the Giants. We, you and I, fans, everyone, have crushed the 49ers for the first couple of drafts and not nailing the right quarterback. And now we're in year five and you don't even know who the quarterback is. And you're not winning enough and this, that, and the other. I look at the team that Shanahan and Lynch have built. Now, maybe it's easier to build a team in football. I'll listen to that argument. But I'm looking at what Farhan's done here. And my question is, why does Farhan get diplomatic immunity with the fan base where he could do no wrong, and yet we crush Kyle and John Lynch every single year? And I'm looking at this. He's been here since 2018. Yep. All right. 2018. He's had offseason after offseason after offseason, multiple drafts, and he acquired a team that had high draft picks, and he hasn't really traded any of them away. There are two players on the 40-man roster who I would deem, you know, keepers in terms of long term: Logan Webb, Camilo Duvall. Name me another one.
Crickets.
I'm not even hating.
That was what the pause was for. No, seriously, because there's nobody. I don't even know about Camilo Duvall yet.
Well, we'll
I don't
see.
Even know
He's
about
23.
Him. He's 23, we'll but see. I don't even know about him yet. I don't know about Logan
He's
Webb
yet.
He's
only blown one save. Right. He's lost the two games where he came in with a tie at home. I hate when closers come in a tie situation at home. I'm out
or
on
a non-save situation.
Yeah,
closers
are
non-save situation. I can't stand that. But also Logan Webb. He went around the league once. He had a great second half of the season.
He was outstanding. He was great in the playoffs.
But I need to see more. I need to see more. Mm-hmm. So my thing is this. Whatever. This is the team this year, and they're rolling it out. Farhan has to start. Because Larry Bird's going to let him spend money. You got to think that Larry Bird's going to say, look.
When?
Man, you got an unlimited paycheck. They tried to go get Otani. He didn't come here. Apparently they tried to get Suzuki. Yeah. They didn't grab him.
Yeah.
Suzuki went to the Cubs. They have to make a play on Aaron Judge, and they have to make a play on Juan Soto. You have to go get those two guys. You got to figure it out. You got to get those guys in Giants uniforms. It's time, because not only that, you got to appeal to everybody here in the Bay Area. The Bay Area is a melting pot with everybody, right? We all different types of races. This is what makes the Bay so special. My classroom, you know, I got my best friend was Vietnamese in elementary school. You had a black kid to my left. You had a white kid across from me. You had everybody. That's what the Giants were when we grew up.
Yeah.
You think about it. They had players that appealed to every region, every district.
Ellis Burks and Shinjo in the same outfield.
In the same
Barry
outfield.
Bonds.
In the same outfield. Marvin Bernard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You had everybody. Jose Uribe back in the day. You had a little bit of everything here. We don't got no swagger with the Giants. No. We don't have no appeal to everybody, the masses. You got to go get some guys. Juan Soto, swagger, backflips, star power.
I mean, he's got his numbers represent Ted Williams through his first four seasons. I'm not saying that lightly. I hold, you know, the splendid splinter in the highest of regards.
The Yankees with Aaron Judge. Now, it's going to be tough to pry Aaron Judge away from that ballpark.
He apparently already rejected a big offer from the Yankees. He doesn't want to be there.
He doesn't want to be there. He's from California, right? Linden, California.
That's what they said.
He grew up a Giants fan. go get this guy. I don't care what it takes. You give Aaron Judge a blank check, and please don't tell me about, oh, well, the farm. Don't give up the farm for Juan Soto. I will trade prospects for a major league proven player any day of the week and twice on Sunday. That has always been my philosophy. You go get Soto and Aaron Judge. Now, all of a sudden, you're down the street from the Warriors and said, hey, we got something to watch, too.
Well, it's a great point about the prospects, and I want to bring like a little comparison here as I'm making like the Niner-Giants comp back and forth. I feel like Joey Bart's entering the Solomon Thomas zone.
Oh, no.
And I don't blame Farhan. He didn't pick him, but here's what I would say about it. Like, with these prospects, if you know they're not your guy, you better move them before they depreciate in value, because they do have value. Like, you've looked at where he was in terms of the top 100 ranking. He's dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped. Right. And now I don't consider him a prospect. He has no value. Right now, Joey Bart has no value.
Nothing.
Wouldn't you agree?
Could you even get a reliever for him right now? A low-level reliever? I mean, he has...
I'm sure you could probably get a low-level reliever for him, but, like, B, we're talking about the number two overall pick. Yeah. I watched the Padres, number three overall pick, coming up, the 23-year-old lefty that they had, and he looked outstanding.
He looked great.
I mean, he looked outstanding against the Giants. And so, like, my thing that I'm going back to, I'm not even mad. I'm asking out loud why Farhan gets diplomatic immunity when I look, and it's four full seasons, and they have nothing. They have nothing that I can cling to. No one who is emotionally attaching themselves to myself. There is nobody that I care about. I like Logan Webb. I don't really care when he pitches. It's not like Timmy Day. Timmy was a comet. Get out of here with Logan Webb being the next Timmy. I love Timmy. It was a whole nother phenomenon.
And it's not even Bumgarner, Shasky.
No.
It's not even Matt Cain. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's young.
But
the Giants have done everything. It's even the slogans, too. Like, I was driving. We drive by the yard every day on the way to work. What the hell is game up? I swear, I was staring at it because I was going to the studio Sunday, and I went down there. I forgot the game was happening, but they were getting routed by the Padres, so people were leaving early. It was smooth sailing into the city. I'm looking at Logan Webb up there and his hashtag game up. The marketing for the Giants has been god awful the last couple years. What was the one last year? It was something ridiculous, and I'm like, I'm not using that. I'm hashtagging SF Giants. That's
resilient.
Resilient SF. Like, it was, dude, come on, man. Well, you got to do better.
And then I look at, like, Brandon Belt. Like, he brought him back on a one-year deal.
Come on, man. You know, it's laughable. What is game up, Shasky?
I don't know.
What is game up?
Game on, you know, man up.
I've never heard that before. Game up.
Yeah, I don't
know. Hey, let's go. Game up. What? Well,
and then your boy Brandon Belt, he got the knee injury, and then they put a cortisone shot in the knee, and then come to find out he doesn't feel any better. I feel like his 2022 is shot. He's done.
Oh, man. How about that? So the Belt Wars are back on. The Belt haters are back.
I kind of feel bad for him at this point. I do. I feel bad for him. But Sassy. They brought it on themselves. They brought him back.
You sound so disappointed.
Well, I'm so sad. I'm sad because I'm watching this team. It does feel like the low watermark for the year. I'm watching this team, and I'm just asking, like, where's the outrage? Like, we see so much outrage with the Niners over every little thing. The Niners have won. The Niners have built a team that have people I care about. The Warriors have won. They built a team with people I care about. The Giants have been around, and they have one winning season, all right? One winning season. No, the COVID year does not count as a winning season. They have one winning season, and nobody I care about. And I love you know I love baseball. Yeah. I played baseball Saturday afternoon with four little boys. I said, who are your favorite players? They referenced 15 guys before I even asked them, is there a guy on the Giants you care about? Nope.
Yeah.
These little boys love baseball.
It goes back to spring training. We're leading up into the season, Chasky, and we had Willard in here.
It hurts my soul.
We had Mark Willard in here, and I said,
hurts my soul.
I said, Mark, they didn't re-sign Chris Bryant. And I get it. He's got a back injury. You don't want to pay him. That's fine.
I wasn't going to give him seven for 200.
I get it. Nick Castellanos got five for what? 110
he's
with the Phillies?
Balling this year.
How many days did I beg for him? Just give me something.
I know.
Give me something. I need something. I'm not like we're too smart to know that Brandon Belt is not going to go through another year where he doesn't get hurt. Heck, he got hurt last year.
I know.
In a career year. And now, you know, early in the season, I think, matter of fact, I may have a bet with Mark Willard that Brandon Belt was not going to hit 30 home runs.
Well, and then I look back at opening day, Bonte, opening day, to come out with that captain hat, as arrogant as they did.
That's another thing that bothered all of us.
Could you imagine somebody on the Niners coming out in a captain's boat on opening day against the Seahawks this year and then get hurt immediately?
And the audacity to compare him to Captain Clay.
Oh, well, that's...
He's not even on his level. I mean, like, what are we doing?
Right now, if I told you, there's Moses Moody on one side of the street, and then there's Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt. Like, I love Craw and Belt. People are running to go hear Moses Moody before they want to. Moses Moody.
Just got here six months ago.
Bonte, if I said, hey, there's Jimmy Ward, and there's Brandon Belt and Brandon Crawford, people are running to go hear what Jimmy Ward has to say. I'm not even picking the sexy positions.
Jonathan Kuminga.
That's what I'm saying.
Jonathan Kuminga's played like 25 minutes in his postseason, and he's a bigger star than anything on the Giants right now. He's box office compared to the Giants. I'm saddened by it.
I'm saddened by it.
But I saw this coming because they were lackadaisical.
You were right.
Lackadaisical in the offseason, and it was just going to run it back. And I'm just like, you're losing ground in this market. Whoa. You're losing fans. You just named it. Four young kids named 15 players, not even a Giant. Not even a Giant.
All of them that were naming all these players around the league. They love baseball. And then I'm like, what? I brought them Warrior t-shirts from the game Friday night. And like, again, the Warriors are going to go to the finals. The Niners are starting up. We will breeze right past the Giants season if they don't wake up.
You got no problem doing that.
Am I wrong?
We would talk arm fitness for 2 months in the summer if the Giants don't wake the hell up. They got to wake up. I don't know how they fix this. Alex Cobb yesterday,
How about Darren Ruff almost killing himself near the left field line. Dude. Like, I mean, come on.
Dude, it's actually
what
comical.
Was that? I felt bad for him.
Farhan, you're right, though, because we always hear.
We give him a pass.
We always hear, in Farhan we trust. He's going to figure it out without any context. We just hear, Farhan we trust. Well, what am I supposed to trust? Well, spreadsheet?
He's good on the 24th, 23rd, 22nd, 21st guy on the roster. Here's where I'm questioning. Where's the pillars? Where are the pillars of the organization?
I don't know. But let's talk to Flynn coming up on the other side. But first, it's time for the Boxer and Gerson Law Firm Injury Report. What you got, Spadone? Back to the Warriors, guys. Back to the Warriors. I get it. YouTube, Twitch, stay patient. We had to get that Giants talk in. We probably won't talk about it for the rest of the week because we expect the Warriors to be getting or summer. We expect the Warriors to be getting ready for the NBA Finals. What's it to 1925 San Farhan we trust? Nah, I need context, buddy. Context. All right, once again, all eyes are on the foot of Warriors forward Otto Porter Jr. After he left Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals with left foot soreness, x-rays on his foot came back negative, but with the Warriors up 3-0 on the Mavericks, the Dubs are opting to proceed with caution, and Otto Porter Jr. is doubtful, according to Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He's going to be doubtful. He suits up as the Warriors go for the sweep. Kerr went on to add that if it is a close call at game time, the plan will be to sit Porter Jr. The good news is that there is an overall positive attitude that the injury is not too serious and that Porter Jr. is not expected to miss too much time. Also saw Otto Porter Jr. when we were interviewing Draymond Green on a postgame show, Chasky. Otto Porter Jr. in the background was walking by just with a slight limp. So I thought that was a good sign that he was able to walk out the arena on his own 2 feet. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, No Compromises. Hey, Shasky, I hope Flip wasn't listening to that last segment. I hope he wasn't. We're going to talk to the voice of the Giants, of course. He was in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the PGA Championship, I should say. It's Justin Thomas won his second major. But we'll talk about these Giants because right now they stink. P.U. And that'd be brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, No Compromises.
Ballinger's so high!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.